Welcome to the Reasonable Faith Virtual Chapter Podcast. My name is Matt Bilyeu. This podcast has the audio portions of our discussions on a Discord server. I certainly recommend joining that server so that you can join in the discussion and see the slides. You can find a link to the server in the show notes. You can also email me at matt.bilyeu, that's B as in boy, I-L-Y-E-U, at reasonablefaith.org. That's matt.bilyeu at reasonablefaith.org. I look forward to chatting with you.
I have some, but I feel like they're kind of scattered on different parts of the presentation you were making. So, and on what specific thing we'd be talking about, which particular point?
Whatever you want to start with is perfectly fine.
Yeah. Well, I know that you know in the past that I've done an argument sort of along these lines, although I focused on, you know, kind of collective populations with like more intuitions than I did numinous experiences like you did today.
What do you mean by collective populations? I'm not sure what that means.
No, I appreciate the clarification. Yeah. In that other presentation, it was the idea about the idea that most people on this earth, both historically and currently, have the inclination to believe in God, and that there's, you know, biological reasons for this and it can be traced. So it's not just like an individual experience, is something that we collectively share as people. Like, that's what I meant as an intuition. It gotcha. Wasn't so much aimed at like, oh, this person was praying and claimed that an angel appeared in the vision or something, right? That's more in line with the numinous experience, which I think is perhaps what you're referring to. Not always, you know, that perhaps that explicit, but I think that's one point. Is when we're saying numinous, does this have to be like explicitly supernatural, miraculous, or is this like I was praying and I really felt the Holy Spirit like in my heart, or that count towards a subjectivity critique you were giving in terms of if there's not like a visual or an auditory component, is that needed in your description or no?
Yeah, that's a great question. So what Gruthius explained it was, he said that numinous meant like transfixing and he used the word terrifying, but more like awe-inspiring, I guess. So it could be anything. It could be God appears to you visually. It could be a lot of Muslims. In fact, Nabil Quresh says that he had dreams. Jordan Peterson, I think, said that he had a vision as well. So some people claim that. But for me, my own personal experience is more of an immediate awareness of God. And so it's sort of, I guess along the lines of what I think it was Calvin that referred to the sensus divinitatis. Was that Calvin or was that Luther? Or was it somebody else? you might remember.
I think it was Calvin. I don't know if Luther meant it, but I know one did.
Yeah, Calvin sounded right. So in that case, yeah, it would be basically it's sort of it would be sort of a category rather than like a specific type of experience. So it'd be just your experience of God, that whatever that might mean, if it's visual or audible, or if it's just sort of an immediate awareness.
I agree with that, but so that's counting more than just a numinous experience.
No, that would be, so they would all fall under the same category of numinous experiences as described by Gruthius.
Okay, so Gruthius is counting just like the burning the bosom would count as a numinous experience.
Yeah, yeah, and I actually, I referred to that in the talk because count. Yeah,
right. But you also referred to like the subjectivity, like the three steps in terms of perception, interpretation. So there's no perception outside of myself, if it's just a feeling within myself rather than a visual or an auditory component or something.
Yeah,
it's not subjective.
Sure. So I mean, we can like really split hairs in a way, right? Because every one of our senses is something that we sense within ourselves. Even visual perception happens in me, in a sense. I guess with the Mormon, it would depend on what they're saying. If they're saying what they experienced was the burning of the bosom, then yeah, that might not be a numinous experience. But my suspicion is that they would say, well, what I experienced was the Holy Spirit. What it was like a burning of the bosom. There's a what it is like to, see blue, and that what it is like is something that occurs in me, even though the perception is of something else. So the perception, I guess, always occurs. The perception interpretation always occurs occurs within the subject. But in some cases, the claim is that the object is the self. So, for example, the Hindu moksha, you know, they're not claiming that there's some object outside of themselves that they're perceiving. So that's the distinction I would make there as far as what when it's breaking the triad.
Okay, yeah, that clarification helped a little bit.
Thank you for listening to this episode. If you find these podcasts helpful, please subscribe and share them with a friend. Also, please join our Discord server for live discussions. You can find the server link in the show notes along with my email address. I'll see you next time.